The Seattle King County NAACP is upset with King County Prosecutor Dan Satterberg. Satterberg says that Seattle Police Officer Adley Shepard acted legally when he punched Mieko Durden-Bosley in the eye and fractured two bones in her right eye orbit. Officer Shepard, who is black, was responding to a domestic violence call when Bosley, who was also black, resisted arrest. The scuffle was captured in an in-car video.
What we're going to do is we're going to take you down to precinct.
How are you going to take me down to precinct? I didn't even make a threat.
I need you to calm down.
I'm calm.
You're not even trying to de-escalate here.
You're escalating this by...
You kicked me.
We spoke with King County Prosecutor Dan Satterberg. He told me that to understand his decision not to prosecute the police officer, you have to understand the scope of his review.
We looked at this as a potential criminal case and asked, could we prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the force that the officer used was illegal? And then you have to look at the potential defenses that somebody might bring. There are two specific statutes in state law that give police the right to use force. I guess that's not a surprise. I think we all know that when they make an arrest, not everybody wants to be arrested, and that they're allowed under law to use necessary means to effect an arrest or to overcome resistance to arrest. So, in this case, given the nature of the single punch that was that followed very quickly, him being kicked in the head by the person he's trying to arrest, and the defenses that are in state law, that this was a case that we could not prove beyond a reasonable doubt, and decision was that we should not bring this to a jury.
There is a videotape of the incident. What did the videotape show you?
I watched it many times. In fact, the whole videotape is I hope people watch the whole thing because it goes on for about 20 minutes. And Officer Shepard arrived in the scene because a woman who owned the house was complaining that the suspect had threatened her and was coming over to do violence to her and her son. And the officer was very calm and professional. And finally, when the suspect arrived, she was not. And she continued to make comments that made the officer think he needed to separate these parties. And we have in Washington a mandatory arrest law in domestic violence cases so that violence doesn't escalate. So she was very resistant to arrest. I think she appears to be intoxicated and belligerent, and he tried to put her in a car and she didn't want to go. So what happened there? I mean, it's not pleasant to watch, but being a police officer does require you to put your hands on people, and it requires you to arrest people who don't want to be arrested. And what other rule are we going to have? We're only going to arrest people who want to be arrested. So he used some force. He was himself assaulted by the suspect first, and I'm not saying that he did everything right. That's for the Seattle Police Department to review, whether there are disciplinary matters, whether he followed policy, whether he needs to be fired or retrained. All those things are within the province of the police department. What my call was is that he has a legal right as a police officer to use reasonable force to effect an arrest, and that a criminal charge was not warranted.
Well, as you know, the president of the Seattle King County NAACP chapter, Gerald Hankerson, says the punch was retaliatory. It wasn't a tactical act. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think, people can disagree after they see that, but, retaliatory is not the word I would use. He's trying to overcome resistance to the arrest. He's making a lawful arrest. He gets kicked in the head, and she continues to struggle, and he punches her. Now, the question of whether that punch was the best tactic, whether something else he could have done, that's not part of our review. That's part of what he'll face down the road with his own department.
Maybe you could just explain a little bit about the use of force. When you see someone punching someone else, it looks like a very aggressive act on their part. What are the justifications for a police officer punching someone in the eye?
Well, there are training, and police are trained in how to use force to overcome resistance and how to get a suspect to stop fighting. And in fact, it worked in this case. If you watch the video, she gives up. She stops. She says, okay, I'm done, after she gets punched. Now, again, the question isn't whether the punch was the best thing he could have done. That's not part of my review. But he is allowed to use force when he's wrestling with somebody who is attacking him and he's trying to effect an arrest. And I mean, what would be the rule any other way? I don't know how you could have asked the police to go out and make arrests if you tell them they can't use any force.
They're listening to Dan Satterberg, who's the county prosecutor, and talking about why he decided not to prosecute a case against the Seattle police officer, Adley Shepard. And by the way, you can watch the entire video of that incident he was talking about. Just go to KUOW.org. This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.